First, we'd like to give the offering to the outside works of the outside of the church. Our church is giving 1/10 of our income to the works outside of our church. So let's dedicate, let's give this money. 90,400 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of prayer. We are going to give this money for the works outside of the church. Please use this money. We have never run short of the money. Thank you for giving us enough. And thank you that you are going to give me enough from now on. Please bless each one of us and show your glory and blessings. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good evening, good morning everyone. Those who are watching on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We thank God for the grace of being able to worship God together. The Patmos team is now being sent. We can have some information on the blog, and we can also have recordings of Pastor Akimoto's message through it's available through Aston. Next week, from Tuesday, we're going to have Akuba camp. So let's have a short movie of that. So the camp will be from next week, Tuesday. So please pray and join us. And if you are a Christian, you will be blessed. And even non-Christians will receive many blessings. And now we have two pieces of 1 minute movies.
Now, yesterday we saw the rainbow. How many of you have seen the rainbow yesterday? Who watched that? Who saw it on the? On the blog of the Mikoe News Press.
御子新聞にとか申請してくだされば、あの1000人の中の1人に入りますから、あの上限5000人ですからね、まだあのどんどんどんどん増えていきますから、ぜひお願いください。ぜひお友達になっていただいて、あの
Please be a friend
and
Facebook
と上げられた情報とか、いろんな賛美の情報とかをこうトスしたものをこうなあのダーッと多くの方に、ね、あの流していくということを示されていますので、ぜひ期待しておいてください。それでパトモスチームですけれども、
and パトモスチーム、Pastor Akimoto is speaking about the rapture. There are three conditions for the rapture. First is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
御霊に満たされること。2番目は、
Second is
賜物を用いること。
Use the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
3番目は、
Third is
主に委ねられたことを忠実に行うことですね。
Doing the works faithfully what God has given, what has God has entrusted you. So these three areThe conditions of being raptured. From Athens to Corinth, they went. And this team goes to Corinth.
箇所を見直してみなさい。で、火曜日のディボーションの箇所は使徒の働きの18章でした。
And God told him to look at the, the Bible verses in the devotion. And there's a meaning. In going to the Corinth, it is not an accident. That the team is now being led to the Corinth. This work, this church is, has the calling of using and spreading the works of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are called to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit.And God is,
And
the seminar and the and this church is calling has a calling of using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, God is speaking to us about the rapture of the church.It's the fulfillment of the Joel's prophecy written in chapter 2 of the Acts. In the, in the book of, book of Epistle to the Corinthians, there are another thing that is written.In the Corinthian, in the Corinth. It has the close relationship with the rapture. in the Corinthians 15. Being filled by the Holy Spirit and doing the works faithfully which God has entrusted to you. This is the title of this message. We have to be faithful in doing the works of God. This time, the team, every year, every time, the team will meet the event. And through which God speaks to us. And great works will be catastrophes will come in this world, even for the non-Christians. And the Lord is coming again, it's written in the Bible, and there are many symptoms of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And there are some signs that those things are being specifically the restoration of the people of Israel or the nation of Israel. In 1948, it was fulfilled. Israel was established, state of Israel was and also there is things about EU and the wars and the earthquakes and many catastrophes, and there's a problem of the nuclear power plant. We have to be careful. We shouldn't be involved in it. And we will be drifted away if we are not careful and alert. In the 7 years before the second coming of Christ, and these 7 years will be called tribulational period. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4 through the last chapter, those 7 years are depicted in the whole book of the Revelation. Three and a half years plus 3.5 years. First half is not as severe as the latter half of the tribulation, but it's and the last half is and half of the human beings, half of the world population will be killed. So half of the population will be killed, and two out of one will be killed. So it's going to be a great tribulation. And the start of that period of our tribulation is the Middle East peace. And the Antichrist will achieve that Middle East peace. Now the United States is a leading. The works toward the world peace, but it wouldn't succeed because it's not written in the Bible. Bible says Antichrist will achieve it.
And
the moment when we hear in the news that the Antichrist has risen, has stood up, and then we know that all the tribulation period of tribulation has begun. But many Protestant believe that church will be raptured before the tribulation happens. They believe that they have a hope. They may not be reading the Bible concerning the end times. When I was working in a company, one of the workers there, police, was there. Was going to a liberal church. Many people are not awake about the end times and the second coming of Christ. And we have to be raptured. Even those who know about the end times believe that they are, they don't have to go through the tribulation. But this church, our church, stands on the theory of a mid-tribulational rapture theory. In the middle of the tribulation period of 7 years, we have a rapture. And many of the symptoms of the end times are now being fulfilled. God is speaking to Pastor Akimoto about the white horse. So white horse, Hakuba, has a special meaning. Revelation 6:2 speaks of the white horse. And the Revelation 6:2 says, And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And here the person riding on the white horse has a bow. And he wondered what the bow is. And he prayed. As he prayed, God told him that it is a weapon. And it affects the people who are far away. So it means the works of the internet, works through the internet, because through the internet we reach to the people who are living far away. So bow is very important weapon. Each one of us is going to be used in the revival. We all have a calling of revival. This church has a calling of revival, and God has something that He wants you to do at the end of times. White horse means the Christ.
あの映画あまりにも有名なので白い馬というとナポレオンと思っちゃうかもしれませんけれどもピレネー山脈っていうのは馬では越えられないそうです険しすぎてロバではないとだからナポレオンはロバに乗ったそうですよねなのであれは脚色であれでイメージでナポレオンと思っている方が多いようなんですけどもそうではなくて聖書的に言えば白っていうのはキリストを指しているわけですよねあの目視力によってはBiblically.
In the book of Revelation, white means the God. In this age, many people will be saved. God is going to save many thousands of people. The revival has come. So let's praise God for that. And we are going to that direction. And we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we have to do the works which is entrusted to us by God. We are weak. But through us, God is going to work. And His work is going to be greater and greater. Many miracles will happen. Please remember that you have things that you have to do. The first half of the tribulation, 3.5 years, in the latter half years, the beast, Antichrist, defeats the Christian. And from
the そういったこの3つの条件を満たした方々が
So those who have met these three conditions will be raptured. Being faithful. Faithfully. Pastor Akimoto is saying about speaking about being faithful, and not by the not by law, but by faith. Matthew 24 and 25.
始まって過去がどこで閉じるか見といていただきたいんですけれども、イエス様が弟子が終わりの兆候はどうですかって聞いたときにイエス様が話し始められます。そして24章の終わりの事柄が語られ、25章花嫁の話が始まります。そしてタラントの話が始まります。そして羊の話がで終わります。そこまでは終わりの兆候なんです。だから ある方はそれは救いの話だっていう、あれは救いの話だっていう人がいるんですけど、タラントを用いる話ね、泣いて歯ぎしりをするっていうのは、それではなくて、あれはまさにこの終わりの時代の兆候を表している。その流れの中でイエス様は語っておられます。そして
What's written in these chapters 24, Matthew 24 is speaking about the end times. At the end of the chapter 24 there is a story of servants. God has entrusted works to him, but he is not faithful in doing what God entrusted to you. And in the middle of the chapter 25, in the story of talents, it's not talent is big or small, doesn't matter. But we have to be faithful to the work that God has entrusted you. So there are three points in the rapture: being filled by the Holy Spirit, using the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and be faithful in doing the works entrusted to you. In the works of God, we have to be prepared. I'm going to pray to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this time. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have time of repentance. I'm going to pray, dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us, and please show your glory, and touch each one of us, our body. In the name of Jesus, I command you disease, I command disease to be healed. I bind the spirit of disease in the name of Jesus. And the pain in the back be gone. Pain in the lower back be gone. Thank you for touching each one of our body. Thank you very much. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Let's sing Hallelujah.
なる神の愛、聖霊の親しき交わりが、今この場にありますお一人お一人の上に豊かに、とごしえにありますように。アメン。